Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 27, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Cardiogenic shock in the course of myocardial infarction. The results of the SHOCK-POL registry. The SHOCK-POL registry, encompassing data from 9 Polish cardiology centers, characterized the current management and outcomes of acute myocardial infarction-related cardiogenic shock. This registry evaluated patients hospitalized throughout 2023, identifying parameters of current care for this critical condition. Findings reveal that acute myocardial infarction-related cardiogenic shock carries an overall mortality rate exceeding 50%. The study documented clinical practices and patient outcomes in a real-world setting. Article number 2. Costs and outcomes in Finnish heart failure patients treated with left ventricular assist device or heart transplant. This retrospective study provided a real-world comparative analysis of clinical outcomes and healthcare costs for Finnish advanced heart failure patients treated with heart transplantation or left ventricular assist device therapy. The study evaluated 78 patients across 3 categories: those receiving heart transplantation as a first procedure, in patients undergoing elective or urgent left ventricular assist device implantation. The data characterized the 3-year outcomes and associated healthcare expenditures for these significant interventions at Helsinki University Hospital. It established patterns in resource utilization and patient trajectories for these advanced heart failure treatment options. Article number 3. Sex difference of associations between cigarette smoking and myocardial fibrosis. The multi-ethnic study of atherosclerosis. This cross-sectional analysis from the multi-ethnic study of atherosclerosis cohort established the relationship between cigarette smoking and interstitial myocardial fibrosis. The study utilized extracellular volume and native T one time, measured by cardiac magnetic resonance as markers for myocardial fibrosis. It characterized sex-specific differences in these associations at a population level. The findings illuminate how smoking impacts myocardial fibrosis, which is critical given its known association with cardiovascular events, heart failure, and death. Article number 4. Multimodality approach to coronary ischemic testing in pediatric patients. A scientific statement from the American Heart Association. This scientific statement from the American Heart Association establishes a multimodality approach to coronary ischemic testing in pediatric patients. It provides updated recommendations for targeted provocative ischemic testing in children with acquired and congenital coronary issues. The statement synthesizes evidence-based guidelines for conditions such as Kawasaki disease, multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children with coronary aneurysms, and anomalous aortic origin of the coronary arteries. It details the value and application of various ischemic testing modalities to guide clinical practice in pediatric cardiology. Article number 5. Misperception in heart failure phenotyping, moving beyond the chamber to the myocardium. This study evaluated the limitations of conventional left ventricular ejection fraction-based heart failure phenotyping, highlighting its weak correlation with outcomes and potential overestimation of systolic function, particularly in elderly women. Researchers assessed sex-specific differences in left ventricular geometry and tested whether geometry-adjusted left ventricular ejection fraction or left ventricular global longitudinal strain improves prognostic performance. The findings challenge the sole reliance on left ventricular ejection fraction as a cornerstone of heart failure phenotyping, indicating a need for more nuanced myocardial assessments. The study demonstrated how alternative metrics like left ventricular global longitudinal strain can offer improved prognostic insights beyond traditional chamber-based measurements. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.